everyone.
Ugh.
It's like 6:30. Time for Shut Up Weirdo.
Woo!
I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
I'm also drunk.
She is.
I had Summer Friday. What do you want me to do with my life? It was really fun. I got drunk.
She is.
So you're going to have to carry the show tonight, Michelle.
She is quite loaded.
How, on a scale of one to the loadest-est you've ever seen me, where am I?
I mean, you're like a little before marathon, but this could have possibly be...
This might be the drunkest I've done a normal show.
Yeah, definitely top five, probably top three, maybe top two.
Maybe top one. I'll give it to you.
Close the door.
Yes, ma'am.
Please?
Do you need anything else, Michelle? Would you like a cocktail or
close,
something?
Close the door on your way out.
Do you need me to
close
fan
the door
you?
On your way out, Frangry.
See how it is.
I'm coming.
What do you need now?
You should do the legal ID.
Oh, you
have
to do the legal ID.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County, 91.9, and online at WFMU.org. And I'll do it again at the end of the hour.
Cool, I can't wait.
Sweet.
You should have let me do that one.
Oh, do you want? Okay, do it now.
But I no, but it's already done.
Nah, and let's do it
I
now.
I never get to do
Why don't
it?
You do it now?
Do you think I can remember it right now?
Not without looking at the sign.
I can't see that far.
Cool.
Listen, if you want to blame someone, you can blame my boss.
I'm not looking to place blame.
Or me, I guess.
I mean, I think the fault, but if I was going to blame anyone...
It would be me,
It
right?
would be you. Cause you're
I'm sorry, we're going to have a good show anyway. It's really driving me crazy that I can only hear out of one of these headphones.
See, like, is there... Look, there's another set of headphones right there. Why don't you try those?
It's not really the headphone. It's like the...
The jack.
Mm-hmm.
Do that more.
Listen, oh my God, do you know that I start Pilates on Monday?
It's very exciting.
I am
I don't know why you're terrified. It's fun.
Are you kidding me? I've never exercised in my life. Do you have any idea how much I'm going to hurt on Tuesday? It's like I cleared my schedule so that I don't have to do anything Tuesday.
That's insane.
No? Do you think I'm like overreacting?
Yeah. You overreact? No.
Never, right?
Never. It sounds like you're slapping yourself in the face and it's making me uncomfortable.
How was your week, Michelle? Oh, should we talk about our awesome beach day? I feel like we should tell everyone.
Okay, you tell everyone.
So fun.
We had the best day last Sunday.
Seriously, we're the bestest of friends.
We are pretty good friends.
Even though you get mad at me sometimes.
Like today. I'm mad at you.
Whatever, I'm fine. I'm not that bad. I mean, yeah, okay. It's not responsible to get drunk before your radio show, but it's also Summer Friday, and I can still handle it.
I have to tell you something.
What? Do I look ugly?
No, worse.
Do I look really pretty?
No.
What's worse than looking ugly? Why not?
It's
oh, please.
Anyway, we went to the beach last Sunday. Me, Frangry. It was a family affair. My sister.
Oh, yeah, I met your sister.
And her girlfriend.
That was fun. And then we drove in a convertible on the way back home.
And then we watched the True Detective season finale and ate chicken. It was good times. I got a sunburn on my butt.
Yeah, you did. I have photos of it. Ooh, excuse me. I didn't mean to. Oh, this is so much better. If anyone wants to see photos of Michelle's sunburned butt, just email me.
You told me you wouldn't show them to anyone.
Did I tell you that?
You promised.
I don't remember.
Can you do that? Thing?
No, because I'm not drinking beer in here because it's illegal.
It's my water bottle.
You're pulling spring?
201-209-9368.
Wait, hold on. First of all, we need a topic.
I thought we had a topic. We have a great topic.
I don't remember it. And second of all, we still need sponsors for our road trip. And if we don't make $3,000 somehow, we're not going. So if someone's interested in sponsoring us, send me an email. Anything else?
I think that's all of the business that we had to attend to. What?
If you want to join our comments community, you could go to WFMU.org and click on the playlist link. Our buddy Mr. Johnny says, and he quotes, "What's worse than being ugly?" So true. Nothing.
There's a lot of things worse than being ugly.
It's a joke.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, like, you know, not having water.
Would you rather be ugly or stupid?
I'd rather be ugly than stupid.
I'm proud of you. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Oh, I think the scab just fell off my knee from the day that I fell down the subway stairs.
You're a disaster.
What? It was funny.
How is that funny?
The day I fell down the subway stairs wasn't funny?
You didn't laugh.
I kind of laughed. I was a little shooken up, but I laughed. So, Michelle, hold on. One thing. Can we talk about your feelings on True Detective Season 2? Because I know that Season 1 really resonated with you.
It really did.
And the dark lark inside of you.
It did.
So how do you feel?
I feel disappointed.
Yes.
I feel like HBO owes me.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like they owe me. And they better hook me up with a killer show soon.
Wait, like your own show?
No, like they better deliver on a good show soon.
Well, what about that new one that's coming out, Vinyl or something?
Yeah. We'll see. How did you feel about it?
Although it was so bad that it was almost amazing.
I mean, I think there was an aspect of it that obviously was supposed to be very kitschy.
Like, there's a thing about it that I feel like 10 years from now, it'll be, like, cool to, like, that bad True Detective season.
Well, it definitely had a kind of Twin Peaks vibe to it, right? Yeah. But overall, disappointing.
Listen, should we, like, announce a topic that we don't have?
I thought we had that super awesome topic.
What would you give birth to?
No.
What was the other one?
The one that we wanted people to guess.
Oh, guess what our topic is?
Mm-hmm. But you kind of just ruined it, didn't you?
Guess what our topic is? Call us at 201-209-9368. I have one written down on this sheet of paper. Do you see it, Michelle?
Yes.
So people have to guess it. 201-209-9368. What? I look pretty?
Nope.
Thanks, Michelle.
That's not what I said.
I feel like that's maybe what you said.
Okay.
Should we come up with a different topic? Like, if you could give birth to anything, what would it be?
The internet.
Oh my god, that was so good. You're on the list.
Thanks.
I would have never thought of that. I would have thought of things like...
I have a creative mind. I have a creative mind.
I would have thought of things like pizzas and hamburgers and stuff. Like, imagine if you could just get a hamburger like that and be like...
Ew.
I mean, it wouldn't have like...
Would it come in a Ziploc bag?
Yeah, it would be clean. It wouldn't be like covered in the juice. You know what I mean?
The juice?
Yeah, the juice. Oh, man. 201.
You want to eat hamburgers that come out of your snatch?
Why not? It's my own snatch. What do I care? What about when a guy, like, you know, and then he kisses you? Are you grossed out by that?
No.
Exactly. 201-209-9368.
It's not the same thing.
What's our topic? I don't know. Let's just see what this guy has to say for himself. Do you have the thing ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're on the radio. What's going on?
Hi, this is Ray Coro.
What? Is it the guy from True Detective?
Yeah.
Season 2, man. Our next investigation. Oh, my God.
This is so bad.
Why was it so bad? We think it's a conspiracy.
Ooh, let's just recite lines from True Detective Season 2 tonight. I can be Vince Vaughn.
Why do you want to be Vince Vaughn?
Because he's so bad at it.
He was one of my favorite parts of the show. I got some laughs out of him.
Yeah, because he was so bad at it. The best part of the show is Rachel McAdams.
My favorite part of the show is when Rachel McAdams and Colin Farrell
did it. Yeah, that was hot. That was like a perfect union.
Oh,
that was
really
like what dreams are made of.
That was really good for me too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Goodbye, Colin.
All right, buddy.
201-209-9368. What was your favorite True Detective?
No, absolutely not.
What are you wearing? We did
who,
that.
Fictional character? Did we do that? Who's your favorite fictional character? Who would you want to go on a road trip with?
Michelle!
Are you going to act like this on the trip?
Cool. Always. What do you mean? Act like what? On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad are my words slurring right now?
Not bad, but you're a little bit more annoying than usual.
I know, I'm sorry. I actually am sorry that I got drunk. I really didn't mean to, it just kind of happened.
Oops.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I understand.
Yeah, but I apologize.
But I still blame you.
No, well, as you should, I blame myself. I take responsibility for it.
I'm not really? Because 10 minutes ago, you were trying to blame someone else.
I was kidding. Yeah, of course.
So am I.
I'm the one who drank. So yes, it's my fault and only mine. But I had a good time.
Pleasure is very important, and I think when people deny themselves pleasure, it can be very dangerous.
So you're okay with it then?
I mean, I don't think pleasure at the expense of responsibility is
I'm here.
Great, but...
And I'm okay enough to do the show.
All right, I'm not going to win any of the arguments I'm starting tonight, so I don't even know why I'm bothering. You can.
I can. You're right, I can.
You can.
All right, let's take a call, because we're off the hook, and I have no idea what these weirdos have
what
to tell us.
What do these people want?
I kind of want to know. Yeah. So should we just do this?
Why not?
201-209-9368.
What do you want?
I'm getting professional. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo. Call us. Hi, you're on the radio.
How about, what is your favorite sexual position?
Ew! Don't worry, I hung up on him. I don't have sex. 201-209-9368. Call us. Hi, you're on the radio.
Shut up, weirdo.
What's up, weirdo?
Oh, sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that. Hey, you guys need to stop being so angry about the drunk one.
You guys?
Yeah, how does that work?
There's only two of us in here. Me and the drunk one.
I know. Well, you gotta be less angry about it.
I'm not angry.
She's okay. She's giving me a hard time.
Yeah, well, I mean, you said you were angry before. I don't know. I heard that. Contradiction.
Yeah. Well, I'm a ball of contradictions.
Okay, all right. Well, True Detective was a terrible ending to the series.
And, everyone dies.
I don't know how you could take pleasure in any of that.
Yeah, that was the best. Everyone dies, but the two chicks. Can we talk about that?
Can you talk about spoiler alert?
What do you mean spoiler? It already happened.
The actual scene of, like, you know, just the last few minutes, it was just not good. It could have been way better.
Okay, pal, thanks for calling.
What? Wait.
What?
When I go to Burger King, I usually get a Whopper Jr.
Okay. Cool.
I like Burger King. Bacon double cheeseburger. What's going on the comments board?
Mr. Johnny says, with great drunkenness comes great responsibility.
It's true.
Robin has a topic idea.
What is it?
How about hobby you would never engage in, like bird watching, tai chi, macrame, etc.?
I'd like to start bird watching. What?
Nothing? Call us at 201-209-9368.
What do you think the topic is?
I'm still deciding. Do you want to know what I called the show?
Mm-hmm.
I'm drunk.
That was my idea.
Oh.
You don't remember?
Topic, for Angry's Waste.
Angry's picking her nose.
It's itchy right here.
How does a fine lady pick her nose?
Like this. Ready?
Mm-hmm. That is how a fine lady picks her nose.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Thanks. Do you want me to get my phone out and we can, like, choose a topic from there? I kind of like this. I kind of like the shows where we just hang out and don't have topics.
That was I'm Worth It.
I know, but it's fun, and that show was good.
I thought you hated that show because you felt so exposed.
Okay, well, the problem with that show was that it, because it wasn't on the actual air, we said a lot of things that we probably shouldn't have said.
I said horrible things.
Yeah, me too. Here we're at least censored.
I said, I need to be censored. I don't believe in censorship.
That's what I'm saying.
But I personally need to be censored. And we're like wild animals. I need to be caged or I will hurt someone or myself.
You're so hot.
Thanks. That's sweet.
It's kind of true. You do need to be caged. Do I? No, I'm not. I'm not as wild as you.
We're different wild. Same kind of crazy, different kind of wild.
Oh, yeah?
Same amount of crazy, not kind of crazy.
Yeah, same amount of crazy, different kind of crazy. Somebody wants, Mr. Johnny wants to get a video of me doing my Pilates. How do you know I'm not going to be, like, really good at it?
I think so, but not the
first. I'm probably going to look good because I'm, like, tall.
You're not going to be good the first day.
I'm going to wear really tight. What do you wear to Pilates?
Well, you're doing Pilates Reformer, and that's different than Matt Pilates.
I don't do Matt.
You're doing the fancy Pilates.
I do machine Pilates.
You're doing the Pilates for rich girls.
But, like, what do you wear? Like,
I wear
leggings?
Tight pants, leggings, and a tank top.
She told me to wear socks.
Oh, yeah.
Do I need a sports bra?
Of course, for those things.
Do I have to put my hair up?
Yes.
Am I going to sweat?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You're going to work out your Kegels.
I do those every day. I'm doing them right now. Are you?
Mine are too strong. Already.
What do you mean? You like push it out?
I don't know. I hurt someone with it once.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
What do you mean? He was like, ow?
Yeah.
You're lying.
Swear to God.
This is the best Shut Up Weirdo episode ever. He straight up was like, ow?
Yeah, I was like, watch this. And then he was like, uh-uh. He was like, don't
Wait,
do
hold
this.
On. Did you literally say, watch
I didn't
this?
Say watch this, but I said.
You were like, feel this. You were like, hold on, give me a minute. Are you kidding me?
Swear.
I'm so in love with you.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Why? I think it's a great thing to talk about.
What's our topic?
I don't think we have one. I think we're just kind of hanging out tonight. You know, every now and then, you just got to chill.
We are the third best podcast.
Yes. Hi, you're on the radio. What's going on
in America?
Hey, I think I know what your topic is.
Girls talking?
No, it's got to be, if you could go back in time and dress Grover Cleveland up in any 20th century outfit, what would it be and why?
I think you got the wrong show.
That's a really bad topic.
Wrong show.
Have a good one. Mr. Johnny just called me the 1%. Remember when I was dating that guy?
Yeah.
Who one day was like,
I know what story you're going
to
tell.
Hey, do you want to go to Occupy Wall Street? And I just looked at him and said, are you kidding me? I wear $600 shoes. Like, I'm the person they hate. And it was just like, I remember telling you that story and you just laughed and laughed that he didn't know that I was just not the girl that goes to Occupy Wall Street.
I laughed at your response, too.
Well, it's true.
He was the most handsome man you've ever dated.
Yeah, he was a beautiful specimen.
Man, he was handsome.
I loved that guy since I was 12.
Yeah, he was handsome.
Yeah, unbelievable. Dumbest man I ever hung out with.
I didn't think he was that dumb. 201-209-9368.
Totally dumb.
Who's the dumbest person you ever hung out with? It's terrible. Can we have a topic?
I think I don't want one.
You're going to regret this.
Well, I'm having a good time so far, and we're already, like, almost halfway done here.
Do you have regrets?
No, actually, I don't believe in regrets.
You're one of those people, no regrets, bro.
I mean, it's just like, what's the point? Whatever happened, happened, like, move on. No?
Do you really believe that?
Yeah.
I don't believe you that you believe that.
Yeah. Why not? No? Like what?
No.
You want to tell me later?
Yeah.
Okay. She doesn't want to tell me on the air.
Well, I don't want to expose your personal life to all these people.
I feel like they all know about it anyway.
They don't know at all. They'd be shocked.
That's true. They would be
and
shocked.
And appalled.
Because I'm really like a saint on the inside.
Mm.
Let's see. I have one regret.
You only have one regret?
Yep.
What is it?
I'm not saying it's too personal. I'll tell you later.
Can you tell me now?
No.
Can you give me a hint?
Yeah.
Clay.
Did you hear my
I heard you.
Not your roommate.
I know not my roommate. I just got so mad.
201, you got mad or I got mad?
I know not my roommate.
Oh, I know. You got really mad at me. You're always mad at me.
That's me.
Listen, the other night, Michelle, this is the best show we've ever had. The other night, Michelle came over to my house and I had cleaned out my closet and she went through a giant bag of clothes and tried on all this stuff and yo, you dipped with like the hottest dress in the world. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I look slamming.
You look slamming. Like I almost cursed just now. You look slamming. You even caught a reflection of yourself in the window and you were like, oh my God, I'm so hot and skinny.
Don't tell that story.
Why, it's so cute.
I don't like that story.
I love that. Oh, it was so good. 201-209-9368. We don't have a topic. We're just hanging out, so just call and say hi. I'm cool with that. I'm chilling. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi. I'd like to tell you what I think your topic is.
Okay, go.
All right. Great. I think the topic is that you're just going to talk about needing a topic.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. Your topic is querying your audience for a topic.
Wait. I kind of don't want one now, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Well, that's still a topic, isn't it? I don't know.
So where are you from?
What's that?
Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Cool. How old are you?
Somewhere between 22 and
23. Whoa, baby.
So you're 22 and a half?
Not quite half.
Do you listen every week, or is this your first time?
This is... Not every week, but I catch your show sometimes. I don't even know. Wait, is it always on Fridays?
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't move.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I fit the typical weirdo profile then.
Maybe you do.
Right. Great. Because I called, right?
Yeah. Do you have a job? What do you do for a living?
No, I'm a student. Perpetual student.
Cool. I'm down with that.
What's your major?
History. I just changed it from journalism, though.
Hmm. Where do you go to school?
Rutgers, Newark.
Cool. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Rob.
All right, Rob. Well, nice to meet you.
Yeah, great talking to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Have a good one.
Best of luck in your future endeavors.
Maybe we should just get to know our listeners tonight.
Oh, that's a nice thing.
Because I feel like they call and we're just, you know, I'm mean to them. And then I hang up, or they're funny and we laugh, and then we put them on a list. But what do we really know about them?
Not
We don't
enough.
Know what their age ranges are. We don't know what they do.
We don't know their social security numbers.
We don't know, like, who our target audience is, you know?
We need to do some market research.
I feel like you're right about that. I feel like we should have a focus group.
We need a focus group.
A shut up weirdo focus group tonight.
Focus.
201-209-9368. If you're a listener, please call so we can get to know you a little better.
We really need to figure out our demographic.
So far, there was a 22-year-old male.
I would have thought that our demo was a little bit older than that. I'm going to say they skew male.
22 male in school. Let's see what happens.
I bet. Okay, this is my prediction.
Okay, go.
Male.
Obviously.
I say 30s. No. Unemployed.
I disagree. I feel like they're younger than 30. I feel like they're
younger?
In their late 20s.
Unemployed. Underemployed.
Underemployed, I'll give you that.
Cats as
single?
Pets. Single.
Single. Yeah. Pot. They smoke pot.
Oh, they love to smoke.
They love the
pot.
Marijuana. Yeah.
They really love to get stoned.
Yeah.
What percentage of people who are going to call do you think are stoned?
Okay, let's ask them all. We didn't ask the 22 male, but we can ask from now on. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I'm really excited about this, actually.
I am too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, mister. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Kevin.
Kevin, how old are you?
Oh, that's what the topic is now?
Just tell it. Just answer my questions, okay?
Sure. I'm 29.
And what do you do?
I have an idea for a topic.
No. That's not what we're playing. What do you do?
I knock on doors, and I train people to work on door-to-door campaigning for different environmental issues.
Underemployed.
Underemployed? Do you smoke marijuana?
Only if...
Yes or no?
Socially,
it's a yes or no question.
Yeah, occasionally.
Okay, yes to the weed. Do you live at home with
your
parents?
Underemployed? What do you mean?
Just listen to us. Do you live at home with your parents?
No.
You have your own place.
I live in I'm the mayor of a collective of 15 plus people.
You live in a commune. You're a hippie. You're a hippie.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would like to ask us, Kevin?
What I was going to ask you is, do you ever, this is something I was just thinking when I heard someone say a dirty question, you're like, oh no, is does it get weird for you just knowing that you have these fans that are just creepy and enjoy this, show in another way? I feel I get that.
Nope.
From you sometimes. No, you don't care.
I don't even think about it. How about you?
That's
Michelle,
awesome.
Michelle might get a little weird about
it. I get weird.
But when you
think,
only when you really think, it's kind of gross, but I don't really
only if I have to meet someone, but from far away, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, you know, we chose this life.
This life actually chose me.
Oh, I chose you.
Okay.
What a show.
So the topic I had an idea about, you don't want to hear?
No, we don't care. We have a new topic. It's called Let's Talk to Our Listeners.
Talk to your listeners.
Yeah, we're really
excited.
I'm
a prairie dog caller.
This is the first time we're actually asking about
them.
Oh, this
is the prairie dog guy.
What does that mean?
He called
I called last week about a prairie dog.
About animals.
That was
facts.
A good one, yeah.
That was a good one. You almost won.
Oh, I love telling people about the blue whale.
Yeah, the blue whale is pretty crazy, too.
That's what won, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I would swim in a vein.
Yeah, me too. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, Kevin.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
You too.
201-209-9368. Call us. We're trying to get to know you. Hi, you're on the radio.
You should play that song from Sound of Music, Getting to Know You.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Brendan.
Hi, Brendan.
How old are you?
What?
How old are you?
19.
Damn, you're right. Are you high right now?
Nah.
Do you smoke pot?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a job?
Not currently.
So what do you do all day?
I'm going to college this fall.
Okay. What are you going to study?
Computer science.
Cop out.
That's not a cop out.
No?
Do you live at home with your parents?
Do I what?
Do you live at home with your folks?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you have any questions for us?
I bleeped him.
He's not really giving us
I got nervous. Anyway, he might be giving us, his friend's social security number to be a jerk.
Oh, yeah, you're such a paranoid. All right, have a good one. Hello, you're on the radio. What's your name?
Hi.
Hi, mister. What's your name? Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's your name?
Paul.
Paul, how old are you?
36.
Where do you live?
Brooklyn.
What do you do for a living?
Fingers crossed he has a job.
I just got out of the Army. I served in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wait, hold on. Did you listen to Shut Up Weirdo when you were there?
No, we didn't get
Why are you laughing?
Because we didn't get the show out there.
We have some fans in Afghanistan.
We do have some fans in the Army.
Okay, so, what other questions do I have? Do you smoke marijuana?
No.
Do Do you drink?
Occasionally.
So when did you get back from the military? Or from wherever you were?
8 months ago.
Do you feel okay? Do you have PTSD?
Oh my God, do you have PTSD?
I have a Purple Heart. I got shot when I was over there.
What does that mean? Are you missing a limb or something?
Medal of Valor, right?
No, just some of my insides are missing, but I'm normal.
Which insides?
Some of my intestines, small and large intestines, got blown out.
Do you have a little bag of number two?
Almost, but no, I don't, thank God.
Do you have a family?
No.
So you're a single man?
Yes.
Are you looking for love?
always, but, you know.
Aren't we all? Paul, huh? I like you, Paul.
I like you too, Paul.
Listen at the end of the hour, right, Paul, because you might win a free T-shirt for all your courageous battles.
All right, cool.
I'm serious. Listen at the end of the hour.
All right, that sounds good, and I'll be listening next week too.
Great. Awesome. Can't wait to talk to you again.
All right, ladies.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Paul.
I like him.
Me too.
I salute him. 201-209-9368. We're getting to know our listeners tonight, so call and talk to us.
Veterans, man. That's intense.
Into it.
First.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yo, what's good?
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Mike Yates.
Mike? How old are you, yeah, Mike?
26.
What do you do?
I actually cook for a living, actually.
You're a chef?
Yes, ma'am.
At a restaurant?
Yeah, over at Mike's Courtside over in New Brunswick.
Is it your own restaurant?
Not mine, no. We just happen to have three people that work there named Mike, including the other, that's actually.
You can't curse.
I apologize. Yeah, hell yeah.
Are
definitely.
You single or married?
Single. Mm-hmm. For now.
Mm-hmm. Do you live in your mom's house?
Me? No, I live on my own.
Good, that's good. What kind of car do you drive?
Car I drive?
Yeah.
I actually don't drive, actually.
Well, that's good. I don't like driving either. Right, Michelle?
You save a lot of money. You don't got to pay for insurance and all that other stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear you, buddy. Cool. Any questions for him, Michelle?
I don't think
I'm not. I just wanted to chime in, say what's good.
All right, well, have a good one. Nice talking to you.
But, yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, hell yeah. Bye. Hell yeah.
These people are all fitting into the demographic.
Told you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris, how old are you?
I am 25.
And what do you do?
I am a funeral director.
What? Whoa! Tell us more.
you know, it's pretty much what you would expect.
Is it a family business?
Wrapping funerals, things of that nature.
No.
How'd you get into that?
I got into that when I was a teenager, actually, through some friends who have family in the business. I've been doing it for a while now.
Is it like 6 feet under?
Yeah, sure, a little bit.
Do you put makeup on them?
Yeah. It's called,
do you have to deal with, like, people crying? You give them roses so they can throw it in the casket?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Oh, my God, that sounds so depressing. Do you go home and cry every single night of your life?
No.
Do people like to take...
So I find it rather rewarding, if you would.
Rewarding?
Well, I can see that.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Do people like to lie next to their dead bodies?
Not anyone I know.
Wait, what? What, Michelle? Like... If it was your husband, you'd want
to
lie next to him?
Yeah, would you want to, like, lie next to him?
I kissed a dead body once.
I've never done that.
Let's just say it's very strange. What else? Tell us more.
I don't know. Ask her something.
And there's so many questions.
There are a lot of questions.
What? I don't even know what to ask.
Can we come visit your funeral parlor?
Oh, my God. Can we? Can we get a tour? Can you show us, like, what you do to dead bodies?
Yeah, sure, if you want.
Can I see a naked dead body?
Why a naked one? Why
does it have to be naked? I want to see it.
You want to see if it's... Are you kidding me?
I feel like you hear those rumors, right?
What? Those are rumors? That,
I don't
like,
know.
A naked man is...
Is that not true?
Is that true?
The bodies are naked, you're asking?
No, she's asking if a naked man is, let's just say, in the position for sex, if you know what I'm saying.
I've encountered that a time or two in my career.
What? Wait, yeah. But why?
It has to do with, like, the gases in the body and just the way the body and the blood settles.
Where is the funeral parlor? Can we come visit for real?
What was that?
Where is the funeral parlor, and we'd like to come do a field trip?
It's in New Jersey.
We can go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, email me, mister.
Stage manager Ken will probably take us.
Yeah, email we want to come.
Okay,
email me, shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Okay, cool.
Then God, I'm so excited.
Then it can be just by Stand By Me, and I can say, hey, Frangry, you guys want to go see a dead body?
Yeah, I want to see a dead body.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
Yes!
Yes.
Who doesn't?
Okay,
cool. I'm so excited.
Do you have one of those things at the funeral where the casket goes into the floor?
What's that
mechanically
mean?
Like you flip a switch and then
it just
goes
descends?
From like, yeah.
Well, we have like a lift. It's kind of like an elevator just to bring the caskets up to the main level of the building.
Can I try on a casket?
If you want to.
Oh, my God. I want to try and... Oh, my God. Can we take pictures of each other in caskets?
This is getting dark, dude.
This is so good. Okay, you better email me because we really want to come.
Okay. I'll email you.
But I'm not making fun of death. And I don't think it's funny.
Oh, no, me either. It's a very serious matter. We've all...
I'm not trivializing.
No, me either. But okay, email me.
Okay, cool.
Okay, have a good one, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, definitely. Take care.
I wouldn't mind picking out my casket just so everybody knows what I want in case something happens to me.
Okay, I'll take a note of which one you like, and I'll send it to your mom. Someday, maybe.
Someday.
Okay.
Not like tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, obviously. Okay, I'm into that. Okay. Oh my God, I'm so excited about this.
What?
Robin says, I wonder how long after death you can still get pregnant from a dead guy. What the F, Robin?
Robin, seriously, really took it to a whole other level.
Yeah, like, usually she's on it. That was just
that
like...
That was dark. Right. That's some sick stuff, Robin.
Hey, wow. You're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Jason,
how old are you?
33,
and where do you live?
In Queens.
Queens, what do you do for a living?
I'm a banker.
So you're rich.
Money bags.
Do you have $3,000 we could use for our road trip?
Probably not.
Oh. Can you borrow $3,000 from your bank without them knowing from a safe deposit box?
Can you Ponzi scheme it?
Maybe you could find some diamonds inside a social...
No, they only lend money.
We'll take some money then. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Where do you live?
Where do you live?
Oh, yeah, I already asked you that. I live in the city.
Yeah, it's not far.
Do you have a pet?
No, I'm about to get a dog, though.
Do you smoke marijuana?
Yeah.
Cool.
Everyone does, I guess.
All our
Everybody
listeners.
Does.
All right, have a good one. Jason, thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your name?
Logan.
Hey, Logan, how old are you?
25.
45?
25.
25.
And where do you live?
I live in New Jersey, Rutherford area.
And what do you do?
I work at a bank as an investigator.
An investigator?
Investigator for what?
What sorts?
I investigate fraud, white-collar crime, wire fraud,
bluff
identity theft.
You think he's bluff-balling?
Do you have access to evidence, and can you borrow some money for a road trip for us?
Can you give us $3,000?
I could wire some money to an offshore account for
you. Okay, I have one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, and, I'd have to use your information and your account number, your routing number of your bank.
Yeah, no shiz. I'll give it to you over email.
Yeah,
sounds like a smart idea.
All that stuff. I could
Okay, cool. Email me. I'll give it all to you.
All right,
Logan, have a good one. He's boring. Hi, you're on the radio.
Good
What's job, your name?
Sounded cool.
Hey, my name's Bryce.
Hi, Bryce. How old are you?
I'm 30.
And what do you do?
Well, I'm kind of like a photographer's assistant when he wants me.
Who's the photographer?
Who is it? Oh, I'm not going to tell you that on the radio. He might fire me.
Why would he fire you? You're not saying anything bad about him.
Well, because he's uptight.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
So where do you live?
I live in Jersey.
Do you listen to this show a lot?
Yeah, kind of.
How often? Like once a month or like four times a month?
No, probably like twice a month.
Oh, that's not so bad. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to get married one day?
No, I definitely don't want to get married.
Oh, really? Why not?
I don't like to be tied down.
Hmm.
People kind of get on my nerves after like a long time. And I feel like I get on their nerves after a long time.
Uh-huh. Sure. So you don't want to have a baby, or you do?
No, I don't like taking care of things. Every pet I have ever had has always died. So
typical.
Don't talk like that.
Me or him?
You.
Why?
Because no, you shouldn't generalize like that. It's really unhealthy.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Anything else you need to point out that I do that's unhealthy? Like maybe drinking?
I actually didn't say that any of your behavior today was unhealthy. I just said it was annoying.
Just that. Bryce. What's your last name? Oh, I can't ask
no.
that. Okay. Never mind, Bryce. Have a good one.
Bryce, do you smoke pot? We forgot to ask him that.
Oh, definitely.
Everyone. Definitely.
Yes, everyone smokes pot. All right, have a good one. Look at the back of this. Okay, usually I write notes on the air.
Is it a poem?
And there's, on the back of the sheet of paper, there's a list that says, large kitchen pack, paper towels, 10 leftover tins, 2 red bags, first aid pastry bag, pastry brush, teaspoons, toothpicks, 3 skewer, 3 mini forks, 3... What is this? It's so weird.
Who has that life?
10 times sugar shaker, in parentheses, no box, small size each of salt, pepper, mix, and pint of flour, in parentheses, wrap flour, serrated knife, in parentheses, short, wrapped. Huh. What is this? It's so weird. Hand sanitizer, parentheses, in bag. Business cards in small container. Chef report. 1 box each gloves, parentheses, 5. 800 white cocktail napkins. This is a caterer's list.
Mm-hmm.
10 side towels. And at the end of it, health certificate.
Practical. It's a planner. Do you need another piece of paper?
Funny. No. We'll just write underneath.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's your name, mister?
Anthony.
Anthony, how old are you?
23.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a cook.
And where do you live?
I live in Brooklyn.
And do you smoke weed?
Yes, I do.
Are you married?
No.
Do you have children?
No.
Have you been to college?
No.
What do you cook?
I cook pasta.
You cook pasta?
Yeah.
Delicious. All right, Anthony, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. I think I love this show.
I have a pro tip for your road trip.
Okay.
Shooter bottles.
What's that?
You see, because you can't have an open container in a moving vehicle. So it's only illegal if you chug it and throw it out the window.
We don't plan on drinking while we're driving.
Well, not the driver, the passenger. That way one of you can still be tipsy.
Yeah, but then we're going to have to switch off driving, so that's a bad idea.
Well, it was just an idea. It depends how... you're planning your trip.
What's your name, mister?
I'm sorry?
What's your name?
Nick.
And how old are you, Nick?
I am 34.
And you live?
Elizabeth.
And what do you do for a living?
I deliver milk.
It's Nick the Milkman.
I know who it is.
Yes, it is.
Nick the Milkman, you smoke weed?
Obviously.
I used to all the time, but I don't anymore.
Are you married?
I am married. My wife put a t-shirt from you once.
He's our first married caller tonight, I think.
Do you have a kid?
No kids. 2 miserable cats. Would you like one?
No, thank you.
They're really bad.
No, thank you.
Like, out all night.
I only like cute little kittens.
What?
You heard me.
Uh-huh. All right, Nick the Milkman,
wait,
have a good
I
one.
Have a question.
What? Yes. Would you like to ask us anything?
I'm trying to remember my anniversary date for my first t-shirt, and I was going through my email, and I couldn't find it.
Okay. How the hell would we know?
Yeah, what the F?
I don't know. I thought maybe you saved those.
No, I delete all my emails.
She deletes every single email.
I delete everything. Oh. I delete every text, every email, everything.
That's a very prudent, proactive
I just don't like looking at it, and it makes me anxious, you know?
Well, I don't mind. I mean, I try to delete them, too. I save yours, because they're, like, treasures to me.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Alex.
How old are you, Alex?
25.
And what do you do?
I deliver pizza.
Yes. Do you smoke weed? Yes.
No.
What?
No, I don't. Well, I'm
because you have anxiety.
So no weed.
Are you married?
I'm not.
Do you have a child?
No.
Do you have a car?
Obviously.
Where do you live?
Edison.
New Jersey.
Oh. New Jersey. Edison, New Jersey. Yeah.
What color hair do you have?
The dark brown.
How tall are you?
6'1".
What kind of shoes are you wearing?
Vans.
Pumas.
What's your favorite pizza?
Buffalo chicken.
Oh, ew! Just
every once in a while.
Goodbye. I hung up on
every
him.
Once in a while.
No, not
every
not.
Once in a while. Every once in a while.
201-209-9368. Tonight we are getting to know our listeners. At the end, I'm going to make an average of their ages. You know.
You are good at math.
All of that stuff.
Then this is our focus group.
This is our Shut Up Weirdo focus group. And at the end of your call, we let you ask us one question that we will answer honestly. Right?
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
I will. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your name?
Hey, this is Steve from Staten Island,
Steve?
A.K.A. Schmelmapu.
Why are you laughing, Michelle?
Mm-mm.
I told someone that story today. All right, Schmelmapu, how old are you?
What did you say? Sorry, I couldn't
old,
hear you.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
And you said Staten Island. What do you do for a job?
I'm a failed comedian and aspiring alcoholic.
Good. That's good for you.
Do you smoke
marijuana? I print t-shirts with disabled people.
Really?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
That's cool.
It's
do you smoke weed? Yes or no, do you smoke weed?
Oh, I smoke weed. I'm smoking weed right now.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Always during your show.
What kind of shoes are you wearing?
I'm not wearing any shoes. I'm hardly wearing any
gross.
Clothes.
Are you naked?
Yeah.
Totally naked?
No, I got boxers on.
Ew, who wears boxers?
I do.
You should wear briefs.
We are not 15 years old. You should not wear boxers. If I took a guy home, listen to me, and he took his pants off and he had boxers on, I would be like, time for you to go.
I know that's
tiny whities.
That is so absolutely true. I kicked a guy out for his underwear before.
That's crazy.
Sorry, I didn't like it.
That's crazy.
It was tacky and it was a turnoff.
I'll wear a thong time to time, you know.
Oh, hot.
I don't like a thong, but I do like tidy whities.
I'm
oh my
so
God,
down
no.
with tighty whities or the like the tight little shorts. Like the what are those
boxers? I just like briefs.
The brief
you like boxer state. Briefs. I like
I just like it tight. That's all I care about. Like I wanna see the butt and I wanna see the package and I'm good. I don't care how long or short it is.
God damn, dude.
What's wrong, Michelle? What's wrong?
Take it easy.
What do you mean? I'm chilling.
All right.
I'm having a good time.
All right.
This is a good show.
All right.
It's Friday.
Wasted, and I'm still doing a good show.
Look at you.
I mean,
well, look at you. La di da.
La di da. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right.
You're great.
So are you, baby.
Thanks. 201-209-9368. We're going to have to start tallying up these demographics soon.
Oh, should I get my calculator so I can do the average age of our male listener? Because that's literally all that's called.
Usually we have one girl. At least.
Hey. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's your name?
Danny.
How old are you, Danny?
21.
And do you have a job?
No.
Do you smoke pot?
Sometimes.
Are you wearing pants right now?
No.
I didn't think so.
What? No, I'm wearing shorts.
And the, yeah. All right, have a good one. I don't like that guy.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't. Hey, what's your name?
Hello?
You're on the radio. What's your name?
Oh, my God. I'm Mike.
Hey, Mike. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Oh, whoa. Boy.
We're getting down to Robin the lowest rung of the ladder cradle. Here.
I'm young blood, yeah.
Ooh, I'm into it. What do you do, Mikey?
I hang around.
You go to school or something?
I hang around.
Like, who pays for your food?
The parents.
Okay, so you live at home?
I do live at home, yeah.
And you have no job?
I have no job, no.
And you don't go to school?
I'm a bum.
He could potentially be our child. He's so young.
Absolutely not. Listen, Mikey, let me give you a word of advice.
Yeah.
Get a job.
Get a job?
No, don't get a job.
Grow the F up.
Don't get a job. No, I don't think so.
Grow the F up and get a job.
He's 18, dude. He should chill while he can.
So that won't be a problem.
No. You need a job, buddy.
No way, dude. Chill till you're 21.
That's disgusting. You're giving very bad advice. People need to grow up and take responsibility for
their lives. Not when you're 18.
Yeah, you should.
Nope.
Not when you're 18.
This is like the last summer you can have fun.
What do you mean? He should have had fun before
he
graduated.
He's graduating high school now.
Didn't you already graduate high school?
The summer before college.
Did you graduate high school?
I did graduate high school, yeah.
So he's in summer between college. He shouldn't have a job right now.
When did you graduate? This past May or June or whatever?
June, yeah. End of June.
So 2 months ago, dude.
What's your plan come September?
We'll be in college.
What is your problem?
What college are you going to?
I'm going to Fordham University.
See, he's going to college.
So he's going to a good school, so let him chill.
Oh, my God. Calm the F down, Michelle. He didn't tell me he was going to college. Now he can chill. Enjoy yourself. Sleep with as many women as you can. Get wasted every night. Smoke the weed, Mikey.
Smoke the weed?
Smoke it all. You
got
me?
Oh, my God. All right, I'll try.
All right, have a good one.
He can't smoke at all.
Good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
I thought he was just smooching.
Nah, he was just in between times.
Well, he should have started off the conversation with that.
You're so strict.
No, I'm not.
Who won?
I'm not done here.
Yeah, we're almost
Hi,
done.
Hi, you're on the radio. I'm having fun.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's your name, buddy?
Ron.
How old are you?
Gonna mess up your average, 54.
All right, I like it. Are you married?
He's an outlier.
Why would I lie?
Are you married?
Outlier.
Okay, married with two kids.
And do you have a job? Obviously.
Yeah. I pay a mortgage. I got.
Do you smoke the marijuana?
Nah, it's not since college.
Talk to him, Michelle. I'm doing averages over here.
I got a question for you guys.
Yes.
All right.
I'm wondering what you both do for a living besides this.
Frangri is an art director.
I'm a creative director.
Okay. I have a lot of jobs.
A friend of mine's an art director.
Cool. Do you have any pets?
Cool. Art director and you have many jobs.
Do you have any pets?
Yeah, fish.
What kind of fish?
Are you making fun of me?
My daughter has a gerbil that just died.
Oh, that's sad. How old are your kids?
22 and 17.
Whoa. They're grown.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks again, too. Take care.
Okay. Do you want to know what the focus group said?
Sure.
Or should we keep going?
No, we got to stop soon.
Our average listener is a male who smokes marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Age is about 29 years old.
That's a little older.
Average age. I just took an average here mm-hmm. of what we got. 15 calls I wrote down.
That's it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I believe you. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Felt like more.
15, that's what I got. Yeah, 15 calls. What else do we need to know about them? They all smoke weed.
Most of them have jobs?
They all pretty much smoke weed. that's about it, huh? What do we do now? Take another call?
Now we gotta stop soon.
No, I don't want to.
All right, do one more and that's it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I'd like more.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. What's your name?
Kevlicky.
Oh, hello, Kevlicky. How old are you?
I think I'll be 37 this year.
What? You look good. Hey, Kevlicky, do you smoke pot?
No, it makes me paranoid.
Do you drink?
Yes.
Are you married?
I am not married.
Do you have babies?
I do not have babies.
Where do you live?
None to speak of anyways. I live in Brooklyn and in the Hudson Valley.
And what kind of shoes are you wearing?
Right now, I'm wearing DC skate shoes, I think. Yeah.
Hot.
Tell Laurel we said hi.
Yeah, tell Laurel thumbs up.
Will do.
Do you have any questions for us, Kevlicky?
Yes. What kind of Subaru are you going to get, Michelle?
Good question, Michelle.
Crosstrek.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
We got to go.
All right, everyone. Thanks for calling. The winner is Paul from Brooklyn, who was in the military. Email me your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned for Do or DIY with people like us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.